Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Mardi Gras time is just about here for our area, and this year expect lots of beads, cups, and soup. An event leading up to this Saturday's parade is the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council's Super Catch. That's S-O-U-P-E-R. A tasting competition featuring local chefs and caterers. Joining me in studio is NLAC's President Tommy Usry and Councilmember Kim Leha, Development Vice President for the Arts Council and serves as the chair for Super Catch. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. It's going to be a super day.
Super day. Tommy, hey, this is a brand new event. Share about the conversation that brought this about.
Yeah, I had been to an event like this up in Starkville, Mississippi last year, and immediately my wife and I started saying, you know, we got to do this in Monroe. And so we got, had been talking on our executive committee about it, and then Kim and I put together what we call our super crew that is the Development Committee of the Arts Council. And as we were sitting around having coffee and just kind of first throwing things out, we realized all of a sudden that Super Bowl Saturday, and that's the one I went to over in Starkville, was actually going to be the same day as the crew of Janice. So immediately, these creative ladies that are sitting at the table start throwing things around, you know, run right after the other, and we come up with Super Catch. And then we, you know, contact Clint Hickson at Hickson Autoplex, and he buys in immediately. So, you know, it's got the whole group of ladies as we would start saying, well, we need this. We don't want to do a wristband. Let's do. So one of them says, oh, well, let's do necklaces with doubloons. So this is the kind of thing we got. And it became a very super event by that time.
Right.
And so we're also S-O-U-P-E-R now, that you just kind of look at each other and say, super?
Super.
<You know? laughs> Superb.
And with Hickson, also, it's going to be in the showroom they'll be hosting the event.
Is.
So rain or shine, no problem.
Right. We have no problem with that at all. We're going to do it in the showroom. They've been very generous in clearing out the whole space. So we've got 15 chefs that are going to be coming in that will be serving their signature soups. They're all local restaurants that we're using. Mm-hmm. We're not using any of the national chains this time, but only the older established local restaurants, and thought we'd give a shot in the arm to these amazing chefs that we have around here.
Yeah. You know, Kim, it seems appropriate with a king and queen in the parade that there should be a king or queen to come from this tasting competition. Tell us about some of the folks that are going to be participating.
We have about 15 area great restaurants. I'm going to just run through them real quick mm-hmm. and tell you. All the restaurants have been really good, and they jumped on board really quick. So let me give you a rundown. We've got Cascio's Tavern, Restaurant Cotton, The Coffee Bean, Janusa's Italian Restaurant, Chef Eric Johnson, Kayla's Kitchen, Chef Pat Nolan, Portico, Restaurant Sage, Trio's Restaurant, Thurman's Food Factory, Vu Carré, Warehouse No. 1, Waterfront Grill. So we have a lot of great restaurants on board.
Yeah, I hear Italian in there somewhere. I'm thinking a minestrone.
They're going to surprise you.
The variety of soups is absolutely to die for.
Yeah, and now give us a little idea about the ground rules, because as I understand, everybody can enjoy the event because they are bringing the soups already prepared. But give us kind of a ground rules as far as the tasting competition itself.
Yeah, the chefs will bring the soups in already prepared, and they've prepared for a small testing for 300. And as people come in, like Tommy said, you'll get a doubloon. It's a really nice, it's going to have the logo on the outside. And then you will visit from table to table and have a chart already that you vote. So you'll walk around and you'll vote for the best tasting soup and the best presentation of soup.
So there will be two winners mm-hmm. in effect.
Absolutely.
And of course, I'm sure there'll be lots of recognition throughout the year with the Arts Council with that super chef.
Yeah, it's bragging rights for a year, and I think that's what's always, you know, the fun of it.
Also, live entertainment's going to be out there coming up Saturday with the Flashback Five.
This is a wonderful local band. If you've never heard them, it is worth, as we said, you're getting a $20 parking pass with your ticket, which I have heard from many people that's worth it in itself. But if you've not heard this band, it is a great band. They're local. They play everything, a variety. So just the band, just coming out to see the parade, the band, the soup, the parking spot. But this band is going to be the thing of the day.
Tommy, obviously a lot of folks getting on board with this effort and getting the first Super Catch underway.
Yeah, our sponsors, Verizon is the title sponsor this year, and we're calling them the crew captain. And then we've got our crew lieutenants, Cohen and Lynch, Hopkins Dermatology, Bill and Brenda Harrison, Justin Tarver, our wonderful dentist, Intermountain Management, KTVE and KARD, Louisiana Pain Care, Mike Healy Productions, The Paper Market, and Progressive Bank. And at Paper Market, Ronna Neal has been doing all of our printing and logo designs, and I just can't thank Rhonda enough. She is one of the most talented young women around this town.
Yeah, one of the first big events getting underway with the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council. Tommy, with 2013 underway, share on some of the items coming up with the council.
We've got the next thing that's going to be coming in is we're going to be bringing in Equinox Jazz Orchestra is going to be doing a tour of Northeast Louisiana. And then we've got Jade Castile, Hadley Castile's granddaughter, is going to be coming in. And then we've got Blend of the Bayou that's going to be on the always first Sunday in May. And then our next event after this on the 2nd of March is going to be the 28th Annual Arts Awards that will be recognizing volunteers and artists and our businesses that make the arts so special up here in Northeast Louisiana. Yeah,
make sure we keep those dates on the calendar there. Kim, if someone would like to find out more about Super Catch, how could they do so?
They can call Tommy at the Arts Council.
Yeah, they can just call us at the Arts Council, 355-6092. We can get you tickets there. Or you can go to the Toggery on North 18th Street or the Community Trust Bank area locations. And we can all take care of you.
Super Catch, it's coming up this Saturday at 2 o'clock at Hickson Autoplex. Tommy Ussery, president with the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council, and Kim Leha, the development vice president with the council. Thank you both for joining
us. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.
I'm C.J. Sarter, and I work in television and public relations. I have been listening to KEDM since it came on the air in Monroe and have been just enthralled by it ever since. I think my favorite programs are the informational ones. I remember one instance I had driven home and was sitting in my driveway with the one foot out trying to hear the end of the story. Those are the kinds of moments that you get with public radio. You get those, I've got to hear the end of this. I cannot stop listening at this point. I'd like for everyone to join me in supporting public radio. I know times are hard. I know it's difficult to find the ability to support everything you want to support, but trust me, this is one of the things that you should support. This is something we've got to continue. We've got to help public radio make it through the rough patch with us, because on the other side, we're all going to be better off for it.
To make your pledge, go to kedm.org or call 342-5575.